It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, I'm going to leave you now. I'm going to go to the couch. Which way's the couch? That way?
That way.
You went that way. That's where I'm going. Okay, I see. You're beautiful when you're angry.
Ha ha. The couch.
Yes, sir. Just trying to have a little fun, folks. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're sitting here with Jason Bishop from the Junkies. Didn't say the other thing.
Cheers.
That's good.
What do you go by, as you know, because I just heard you correct an individual when someone called you Lurch.
I hate that name, by the way.
Really? You do?
Do you really?
I freaking hate it.
What would you, well, then I'm going to give you, this is going to be very special.
Yeah.
Today I will give you a new name.
Okay.
All right? Today I'm going to call you E.
E?
Like Elvis? I like that.
The glasses.
For the glasses?
The song. Yeah, the subject came up. I believe in karma.
I do. I have the sunglasses in.
Ain't that righty? That's the way it goes. Let's bring the...
No one knows who I'm looking at.
That's it. You're looking right at me.
That'll come in handy.
He's looking at the bottle is what he's looking at.
Let's bring the Buzz Babes in, shall we, while we're waiting for the
others. Let's do that.
Let me pick up all my papers here.
Did you drop your papers?
I just have them.
Where are your papers? I want to have your papers in order.
I'm going to bring how many Buzz Babes do we have here today, Buzz?
I believe we have five or six with several more on the way.
You know, and online I read, like our website.
It's like herding cats.
One of the nice websites for the show where the fans are, you know, we're saying, oh, geez, I hope something happens to the Buzz Babes. Like they were kind of slamming. It was a guy.
Something
too.
Happens to them?
Yeah, you know,
that
just kind of
ominous.
Feeling bitter a little bit. I'm not quite sure.
He's clearly jealous.
They'd understand better if they were here.
They would. And but see, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. When you're listening at home, you and your radio
are going
on an adventure. That's it.
Well, that's right.
All right, let's go to the phones right here. We're going to go to Dave in Centerville, Virginia. Dave, 877-365-3636. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Greetings.
Dave?
Hey, Mike.
Dave's not here, man.
I just had to tell you guys, I almost wrecked my car with your live read that started off the last break.
People around the country did not hear the Shark Week commercial that Rob did during the break here in Washington, D.C., but we were tickling him when he was reading his Shark Week
commercial. Oh, it was more than that.
Was it more than
that? You partially disrobed and you hit me on the head.
Another junkie has made his way. Eric Bickle, EB.
You know what? Welcome. You're only 36 minutes late.
EB, welcome. Yeah, right, nice to see you.
Hey! I'm Maryland.
Johnny Cakesawville is here. Come on in there. The entire morning show. How are you? Good to see you.
You stay over there.
JP, John Paul Flame.
I'm sorry.
Yes, it's pandemonium. This is going to be
early bird. This is bedlam.
This is total bedlam
and
pandemonium.
This is bedlam and mayhem, and I don't know what all.
Just shut my microphone off. I am not speaking anymore today. No, I'm kidding.
By the way, I'm definitely pre-gaming, so I don't know what you guys are talking about. I'm already drunk.
So you're not late. Now, I notice that this is a fashion statement. This is a Junkies fashion statement. Both you and this gentleman, Mr. Bickle, have done the same thing.
Mm-hmm. What are we doing?
Jason, you both wear sunglasses on the forehead. Is that a new thing?
I just do that because I'm lazy.
You're lazy.
I'm sure it looks right. Does it look old? You mean
it's kind of like an old man thing, but normally it's bifocals when they do that.
Hey, Dave,
sunglasses.
I got to let you go. Dave, thanks for calling the show. We appreciate
I'm sorry.
It. Okay?
You guys are doing a great job, all of you.
How can you
every
tell?
Every single show, it's awesome.
Thank you very much,
thanks,
brother.
Dave.
Thanks for calling
Mr.
in. We appreciate that.
You're half done your beer, so you need a freshie there. Thanks, sir.
Oh, so he hooked you. You know is that a little guinea?
You know what I might do?
Oh, a little guinea.
Let me tell you what I might do, Kix.
What will you do?
I might make a little half and half with this.
You got your dark. What will you use for your light?
What I'm going to do is I'm going to take this Guinness. I'm going to mix it up with this Heineken light that I have. Hey, how about all the free plugs we have here? Now the world knows what we're drinking. What an incredible sponsorship opportunity this is.
Miller Lite, of course.
Oh, yes, very good. Yes,
fine junkie sponsor.
I already know what Lurch is drinking. It's a Lockie's drink, Grey Goose or Kettle.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not Goose or Kettle.
What?
You're wrong.
Belvedere.
Yes, thank you. Belvedere. I love Polish vodka. Belvedere.
By the way, Mike, there's no chance you will ever outplug Cakes.
He is the ultimate whore.
He will slide in more plugs
than
anybody.
Come on, cheers, everybody.
There you go.
Cheers.
Sláinte. Sláinte, gentlemen.
Cheers. Oh, I'm sorry.
Welcome.
Yeah, I know. You're over there.
Sláinte.
And congratulations. We saw that you slayed in the numbers.
Yes.
And you guys had a pretty respectable little showing. And I'd
indeed.
Like to say,
seriously.
Let me just say, regarding the Junkies here in Washington, D.C.,
yes.
In the morning, I'd like to make one comment about the ratings in the morning.
What would that be?
It would be this.
Sir.
That's
That sounds eerily similar to someone we know.
Whatever does he mean?
He's been free gaming.
I could not be more pleased.
No, everyone's kicking ass.
Hey, Drew, can you put Mr. Flame's beer on ice for him?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You know what's funny?
He's probably had 3 ounces of beer and he's acting drunk already.
We were all just talking at the same time, and then you heard silence, mm-hmm. and it's very similar to the silence you get when like a family gets together that's mm-hmm. a loud family, uh-huh. and then the food arrives. Mm-hmm. But what we were doing is we were all literally at that moment taking a pull on
all,
a drink at the exact
drinking.
Same time.
That's what it was.
Let's go to the phones here and say hello to Anne Marie, one of our buzz babes who is not here. Anne Marie, how are you?
Why not?
How are you?
Hi, baby.
Hi, Anne Marie.
Hi, baby.
I miss you guys.
Where are you, Anne Marie?
I'm actually in Boston, Massachusetts right now.
Oh, are you up there watching the Red Sox?
I'm actually going to go to the game tomorrow morning with a girlfriend of mine.
Is it wicked hot?
Yeah. 10 a.m. first pitch.
I didn't know that cakes would be the drunkest of the bunch right now.
He hadn't even had anything yet.
It's like natural cake.
It's his natural personality.
How can you tell?
Anne Marie, thanks for calling. I hope you have a good time up in Boston.
Okay, I'll see you guys soon. Okay.
I hope so.
Bye-bye. Which one was she?
The lovely one. No, they're all lovely. What do you mean, which one is she?
She's brunette, blonde? I don't know.
She's a brunette. I'll show you a picture if you like.
Have I met her?
Yes,
Mike, she's the one with the peg leg.
Is she the one with the glass eye?
That's the one.
That's the one, yes.
I'm trying to remember.
I'll get you her picture.
Which one has Buzz banged yet? That's the one I want
to
know.
You've gone about that incorrectly. You need to ask that another way.
Mm-hmm. Which one has any bangs?
That's right.
I'm kidding, of course.
I'm retarded.
By the way, kudos to you.
Yeah.
Nick, I believe, is one of your buzz babes.
Yes,
and I've met her several times at our junket searches and different
appearances. I'm sorry. She's fired now.
And recruited. No, this is the power of your show. We've recruited her to be a junket.
No, you
and
recruited
she has,
her. How did that work
she
out?
She has scoffed at our show.
Yet
she's now a buzz babe.
Yeah, but I went on your website and saw, and we stole the idea from you guys.
Absolutely.
Although,
the
idea of having spokesmodels is not an original idea.
No.
But, I mean, as far as the way you guys did it with the junkets, and I said, really, when we were coming back to Fairfax, I said, Buzz, make it happen.
Do it.
Make it
and
happen.
Make sure they're pretty.
And this is, as a matter of fact, why are we wasting time?
Yeah, why?
Let's bring them
in the green room.
Bring
what
the,
are we
bring
doing?
The buzz quick. Yes, go ahead. Before they come in here, hold on.
Be careful now.
All right, it's fine if you stole that, but we're going to steal something from your show. We're going to do BM Fridays.
BM Fridays.
Like you were so much better during the commercial break articulating that. It rolled right off the tongue, and now you're going,
that was 2 ounces of vodka.
We're doing Bloody Mary Fridays.
Why don't we do that? The last time I drank Bloody Mary from you, I was puking all over the place.
No, we'll just do it 9 to 10. We don't do 2 hours.
9 to 10.
Oh, that's Anne Marie.
There's a picture of Anne Marie.
Sexy Asian hottie.
With her finger in her mouth. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
A lovely pose.
Let's bring them in. How many buzz babes do we have today, Beth Ann?
Oh, here they
four.
Are.
Right, so bang her.
Bang her.
Why would bang her?
Oh, Allie, yes.
Allie
and
Nick and
Kaz.
Nick and Kaz.
And more on the way.
Lovely. I like a cake expression.
Chaka Buzz has their names already committed to memory.
Oh, absolutely.
Hello. Wonderful.
Names, phone numbers.
Where are the tardy ones? All right. That's good. We'd like to welcome, this is Nick and Allie. And Kaz.
Yes. Hi, Kaz.
And there are a few more in the hallways, aren't there?
I thought I saw some prowling about.
Join me here.
And Drew.
Hi,
there's Drew, our intern.
Get rid of Drew.
Boo.
I sure do like them French fried potatoes.
All right, let's take a phone call right now. Oh, here we go.
Mike, this is going to be a train wreck.
I know it is. I already know it is. That's it. Rob, turn them all down. Brandon from Sacramento, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How you doing, Brandon?
Wonderful, guys. I just wanted to remind you, Mike, before you got too drunk, to make sure you got everybody in the studio to go boo.
Oh, that's right. That's a great idea, Brandon.
Thank you. Hang up and listen.
Thanks for producing the show, Brandon.
But listen, Rob, you had the suggestion yesterday, so it's really your idea. Yesterday we had some particular reason we needed a boo sound, and this is our regular boo that we have that I don't care for anybody that's got headphones on.
It's lame.
Sounds almost like the start of a song or something.
On,
it doesn't sound.
This
is McKetzie.
McKetzie,
come over. There you go.
Eric has invited her into his lap.
Very good.
No, have a seat.
That's good.
That's right.
All it is.
We're just kidding.
We have lots of chairs.
I get you.
We're just playing
around.
Her chair is flesh colored.
Oh, my God. I'm losing control of the show.
By the way, nobody's worrying that she's sitting on your lap. It's inside.
What we did yesterday is we decided when we got everybody in here, we wanted to have a boo that we could record and that I could use in the instant replay machine. So if we could, on the count of three, everybody, yes,
it should be an angry boo. Don't you agree?
I don't Yes. Fine. What's that?
You can share with Mike.
Oh, and that's right. We're gonna. It's gonna be like a almost a condenser mic type of thing. Mm-hmm. And Nick, based on last week's performance, it might be a good idea. You don't have a microphone. Remember that. All right. Here we go. It's just a, I kid because I love.
You do love, right. And you love desperately.
All right. All right. On the count of three. One, two, three.
Look at that.
All I heard was
bad.
You suck at the end of that.
You want to hear a replay?
All right. Let me do this before we get rolling here. I do want to go around the room and make sure that everybody is introduced to everybody else.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
So, Jason.
Yes. Mighty host.
This is Kaz.
Hostia.
Kaz, nice to meet you. How are you?
Eric, this is Mckechie.
Mckechie.
Yeah, very she nice. Needs to be ID'd, by
and this
the way.
Is, this is Nick. She's not drinking, as a matter of fact.
She's been ID'd.
That's why she's drinking water.
By
so.
The way, this is our
we're
number
way
one
ahead
candidate
of you.
For sundress sillies. Look, stand up. Look. Today we're going to have sundress sillies.
You almost lifted it like all
no,
the way up her waist.
No, I'm just saying.
I, you know, it's been a long time since you and I have partied together. I forgot that you are the horniest junkie, aren't you?
That's not true.
Horniest
Mike.
Man on earth.
Right, you don't think that's true? I believe
who,
that is true.
Is that true?
Who is the horniest junkie, if not?
I heard it was Lurch.
I think there's going to be a lot of winking in here.
I am a winker.
Eric, say hi
but
to Nick
winking?
Over here.
Nick, hi. Very nice to meet you.
All right.
It's too bright.
Cakes,
now, right?
Say, oops. Oh, good save.
Party foul.
Very nice.
Say hi to Allie, Cakes.
Hello, Cakes. Allie. I believe we met before at the Black Gold promotion.
Yeah, that's great.
See,
that's...
we know each other. We're like this.
Oh, yeah.
Fascinating.
Can we call you Baby Cakes? Yeah.
Glad I know
she
that.
Didn't remember at all, Cakes.
Yeah.
JP, say hi to Allie.
What's up, Allie?
Hi, JP.
And everybody say hi to our intern, Drew.
Hi, Drew.
Drew.
That's just a sound effect for Drew. All right. We're all here. For those of you around the country, these are the Junkies. They do the morning show, soon to be coming to a city near you, if
that's
I can
right.
say anything about it. Mm-hmm. And they had a wonderful little rating here in Washington, D.C. We want to thank the people of Washington
yeah.
for that. And
yeah, please drink.
They know everything. They got their start. They cut their teeth as just a bunch of friends from Bowie, Maryland. Am yeah. I right about that?
We did.
And then...
Well, three of the four.
What, three of the four?
I'm from Atlanta, Maryland.
No, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's not going to smell very good.
I'm
sorry.
Don't worry about it.
I just...
Do you want gum?
Terribly
I have
sorry.
Gum.
It smells like no, I don't need gum. I'm going to be fine.
Too late for that now.
How did the Junkies... incidentally, who's the odd man out? Who didn't know each other like lifelong friends?
Jason and I went to high school together. Yeah. The three of us grew up together.
So basically, you guys have known each other all your lives.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You ever
yeah.
get sick of each other?
Believe me, the last 20 years have been enough.
Every day.
If I had had another 15, what do you do?
You're like
group dynamics, man. You're going
to
fight.
When you listen to the show, it's like you're like a bunch of brothers. You
yeah,
really
right.
are.
Mm-hmm.
You're like brothers. Do you ever, I mean, do you ever really, I mean, brothers, I know brothers from my cousins because
yeah.
I only had a sister. But growing up with my five cousins, and there were one, two, three brothers there. I got to burp again. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Do it.
So
let it
rude.
Out.
Big one.
Come
on,
get it out, Mike.
There. I went
get it
back
out. All right.
Studio.
You feel good?
It
anyway,
was
yeah.
hardly anything.
It was hardly anything because it was off mic.
What I was going to say was, I was just, wow. I did a very cruel impression
I
of you.
I love you, Rob.
I'm really, I'm
way.
Sorry.
Was good,
that was really mean, Rob, and I'm sorry. I'm
That's
really
fine.
Sorry.
That's fine.
I really apologize
dear,
to you sincerely
nobody
about
wants that.
That. Dear, I just didn't mean to do it
dear,
that way.
Please.
Do you guys, have you ever gotten in a fist fight? Has anybody ever asked you that question?
I think Bickle and JP were the closest.
We were?
Yeah.
One time
after,
at night?
Remember?
One time
no.
No, us.
CK and EB.
Well, he's not one of the Junkies.
Yeah,
he's
I can,
a, he's
I'm
your program director and he's your producer.
You're allowed to punch him.
At our old station, EB and CK went at it so much that EB slammed a door, which was one of these soundproof rooms.
Right.
It got locked, and they were locked in there for
like
an hour and a half.
We locked in the room together. I broke the door, and we were locked in together after I slammed it because I was pissed at him.
So you're in a room.
Pretty comfortable.
In a locked door with somebody who you're pissed off at.
Yeah, who I just broke the door because I was bitter at him.
But in all those years, and I'm not talking about just like when you guys have a vested interest in being together. Hello.
Hi, beautiful.
And
Kimberly.
Kimberly, nice to see you. When
look at Mike needing the prompt.
Thanks. I'm so glad Eric Bickle's here. That's great.
Me too.
How are you? Well, you got that's the first legitimate
I
laugh
gotcha.
I've had here.
Eric, under the bus, Bickle.
So,
Kimberly, nice to
Eric
see you.
Bettis.
Yeah, make yourself go. Can you sit over there with Mr. Bishop, please?
Yeah,
thank you.
Plenty of room under the Greyhound.
He needs help. Don't
nice.
Worry.
Yes,
there's another.
Mr. Bishop is over there, over
yeah,
in the corner. There.
It's a little tight back here.
Yeah,
but
there'll be an extra
it's a little tight back
there,
so to speak.
It's going to get tighter. Sorry. Where the hell was I?
It doesn't matter.
So in all those
in
years.
Heaven,
no, wait, we never swung.
Of all of growing up, and not even when you had like
oh,
a,
no, growing up, I used to beat the hell out of JP growing
okay,
up.
So you guys used to fight?
Yeah, growing up.
He beat the hell out of me. I don't think so.
Well, you're the one now. Are you still doing the training for like fighting and stuff? You got
not
you
were... really. It didn't work out so well. I don't know if you remember.
I remember.
Didn't quite make it to the second round.
Let me tell you something about that fight, though, Mike.
Okay, go ahead.
JP, in all honesty, was unbelievable shape. Unbelievable shape. I don't know if you saw how ripped the
guy
was.
I followed that. I listened to it, and I also saw the YouTube where he was on there.
The guy was unbelievable, but the trainers, all they were concerned about was getting JP in conditioned, and they forgot to actually teach him how to box. So he got out there, and he acted like a moron because he was so concerned with being able to last.
What would you do if you had a chance to do it again? If you really had a chance, I mean, with all the, I mean, you're an amateur. You're not going to go up against a professional fighter.
If he fought him again, he'd win.
And have much of a chance. But what would you do differently as far as the training is concerned?
What would you do differently? One. I gotta go to the couch right now.
Well, I'm gonna leave you now.
All right, yes.
The worst thing to do, by the way, is ask JP a question. Yeah.
Why, will it be a long answer?
Okay, here we go.
I've got plenty of solutions to a long answer. As a matter of fact, I could even preempt it if I said, so how was the experience?
I got knocked the F out. That simple.
What would you do differently?
I would spar nonstop.
So it would all be fighting. It would all be fighting.
I would do, yeah, and I'd keep my hands up.
Because JP went to the gym every day and he jumped rope for an hour.
Yeah, really?
So the guy came in ridiculous shape.
So if it'd been a rope jumping contest.
You know, they didn't even tell him to keep his hands up.
I don't know if you've realized this. The loss really seems to bother EB more than it seems to
Well, it does
me.
Because we were fighting a crackhead.
Well,
we should have beaten his ass.
Were you in his corner, man?
Yes.
Same.
No, but see, I wasn't. No. I was.
Gotta be honest with you.
I was just holding the bucket. I wasn't.
The spit bucket?
Yeah, that's all. He had a corner man, but see, here's the thing, Mike. He met his corner man the night of the fight.
Oh, really? That's not good. Was there any blood? Was there any blood in the bucket?
He never got a chance to spit in the bucket.
What was the most painful thing about fighting professionally when you were in the ring? What hurt the most?
Honest answer, the biggest difference is when I sparred, and I got my ass kicked in sparring by some guys from, you know, the inner city and stuff.
Cakes, we keep
I had headgear.
Yeah, he's fine.
I really thought he was nodding off there for a second. I wasn't sure.
When you fight in the gym regularly, you fight with headgear and with big 16-ounce gloves.
Right.
Then you step up as a pro. The gloves are cut in half, so it's basically like getting hit with a fist with no headgear. And the first time that happens, straight up in the face,
you see
it's
the
like,
stars,
whoa.
And it hurts, and the whole thing. Yeah. If I ever box, I'm going to use the Bob Hope little
the
things.
Oversized.
You remember the oversized gloves
and
that they
you wear
had?
The really big trunks,
super deluxe trunks like you'd see at Disneyland in a kids' park.
I want to tell you,
and then the big kind that you would see at an amusement park.
It'd be good and a football helmet.
Here we go.
From the place till Monday.
I dunked it.
Oh, do we have to? Oh, good. We're going to take a break when we come back.
A break.
We're going to have the yes.
Don't do breaks.
We're
here.
Doing breaks, baby. Absolutely. I got to do them, and I got to do them like at the right time too, or I get in trouble. Want to say hi to everybody on the Westwood One Radio Network. You've never heard programming like this.
I got you.
You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, and when we come back, we're going to have the Hollywood Buzz, and also guess what's in Rob's pants?
Yay!
We'll be right back after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.